He's not answering his phone, so maybe he's on his way.
We hope so. Okay, Bunkerville Town Advisory Board, February 26, 2026.
Yep, it's going.
Yeah, it's on. Those present from the board are Vernon Pollock, Justin Whipple, Casey Anderson, are Laren Abbott and Brian Haviland are not present. We will begin with an invocation, and I will offer that. And then the Pledge of Allegiance will be offered by Casey Anderson. And then we'll have a roll call, although I already did the roll call.
I just put it included. Just tell me what about.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful to meet together this evening. We're grateful to be residents of this community. We pray that we will do well by those citizens who live here. We ask thee to watch over them and us. We express our gratitude for the freedom which we have living in this nation. We pray that we will remember who we are and strive to be better day by day, that we will help those who have their struggles among us and not pass by them without noticing. We pray for this meeting that we will accomplish what is necessary, and we ask a blessing upon the families here within this valley. And say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call as stated previously. Public comment. This period is devoted for comments by the public about items on this agenda in case you're unable to stay for that item. No discussion or action or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing at the time they are presented, the items are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about these items within its jurisdiction but not appear on this agenda, just you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. There's not a podium, just come to the front and state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. We have a recorder right here. And so next item three, approval of the minutes for February 12, 2026 for possible action.
I'll move that we approve the minutes for the February 12, 2026 meeting.
I'll second.
It's been motioned and seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item four, approval of the agenda for February 26, 2026. And hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I'll move that we approve the agenda for tonight, February 26, 2026, as is.
I'll second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve the agenda for this evening. Those in favor, aye.
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 Motion carries. Item five, no informational items. Planning and zoning. Item one. Under number six, Flores Ignacio Garcia, zone change to reclassify a portion of 1.15 acres from RS 80 zone to a RS 5.2 zone, generally located south of Riverside Road and east of Sarah Shannon Drive, alignment within Bunkerville. And we have the descriptions in there. We're glad Victor showed up. You can sign your name there, Victor, if you like. We're not going to hold you. We're not going to make you sign it and take anything.
It's just a sign that you were here.
So if there's anyone here for that and would like to speak on that, we're at that place of planning and zoning, item number one.
Right.
So if you'll come forward and just state your name, your address, spell your last name for the record and come closer. We have a recorder there, so we want to pick that up.
Douglas Reith, I live in Mesquite, Nevada, 1685 Alderwood Trails. My daughter, Paola Garcia, her grandfather owns an acre and about a half acre. He wants to gift her to build a home where she can have her kids and raise a family. And it's right up next to the BLM ground. And we're thankful we can do this. And I think it fits within all the needs. We can do a septic and everything else. And that we wish that the council here would grant that. That's all I have to say.
So you're taking a little over an acre and splitting it into a half acre?
It's a half acre. And it's right up against the BLM ground and plenty of room, and we'll do whatever the county.
So I have one question. Just how large is the parcel where the home sits approximately?
About a half acre. It's okay. About a half
acre. So the other triangular shape is
two
similar.
Two triangular shapes, and got an easement right up to it, and there's one house on the other side, big easement, and there you go.
Yeah, we've got it pulled up here, and so
looks pretty consistent with what's around and there and already.
And Victor's the man that can tell more about it, so I'm...
Victor Campbell, up in WGS. The one thing, if you look at the zoning, the way the zoning map shows, it's... 5 units per acre, half of it, and half of it is 80,000 square foot lots. So we're just taking the whole piece and turning it all into the
5.2.
So just where the zoning line came from, who knows? But anyway,
that's what we were wondering. That's what we were wondering too. We're like, it's the same owner, it's the same, why is it different? So
right.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
I have a question on the first name because I couldn't hear it at all.
Doug.
Yeah. Last name?
Reith, R-E-A-T-H.
R-E-A-T-H.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment? Okay. If someone wants
to. Then, okay, go ahead, Justin.
I'll move to approve item one as stated on the agenda.
I'll second.
It's been motioned and seconded that we approve under number six, item one, as listed. And those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, three. No, dissenting.
Good luck dealing with the county when you build.
It'll be fun.
Oh my God, Casey. Oh my God, she's like, that's Coach.
it's been a while, but yeah.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Appreciate you. And she's going to be such a delight to be a resident up here. Yes. And she's so excited to raise a family and be part of.
We hope you have lots of kids to go to the school here.
We need to
keep our funding.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Right. Thank you, guys.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. item seven, general business. We have none of that. So we will move on to item eight, comments by the general public. Anyone have any comments that they'd like to share with this council this evening? Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Anything from the council? Anything from your son? This is his first meeting. Thanks for coming.
Start him young.
Somebody's going to have to replace him someday, so we're glad you're here.
We're scouting for leaders.
That's right.
Happy to see you.
Okay, our next meeting is slated for March 12th,
2026. Do we have any details on there's an upcoming this spring for the renaming of this building? Is there any details?
I have nothing to report.
That's okay.
Simply because... we're waiting on the sign.
Okay.
The sign's up. Daryl told me they put it up yesterday. I haven't seen it or looked at it, but
I want to go look at it.
Yeah, Daryl told me that they put it up yesterday.
Okay.
So
good. So I can see it.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, from what
everything planned for out here has all been dependent on that sign getting up.
And didn't get communicated.
I asked this week. I asked last week. I asked 2 weeks before that.
Right.
And just
Yeah, I talked to Daryl last night and he said
nobody
that they put it up yesterday.
Nobody,
so
county treats nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay, I want to see it before I go so I can take a picture maybe. Yeah, this has flashes on it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, this meeting is adjourned.
We will be planning the dedication for the sign then.
Sounds.
We have two options.
With the best of Bunkerville, we talked about.